Around the world, people are working to bring a greater sense of balance to the planet. Earth Wisdom Circles is here to showcase these people and projects. Now, here's your host for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio, Elaine Grohman.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Elaine Grohman on Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio. Happy New Year. Happy 2021. I wanted to start off this year with sharing some of the insights that I have as a healer and as an intuitive, and the individuals that I have been privileged to work with over this past year, but more concentrated in this holiday season. And what I have been aware of, actually, in the 25 years that I have been doing energy work, is that we have to learn as human beings, how we think affects us physiologically. How we think affects the choices that we make. And it is always an enlightening thing when individuals recognize that often for the first time, they certainly know that they may have repeated thoughts, repetitious thoughts that are angry or judgmental or limiting, but they don't understand that they have an opportunity to change that. And one of the things that I strive always to help people understand is that what they think is the precipitating factor of everything that happens in their life. In terms of their biology, we can recognize, and I use this analogy often, and I'll share it with you in a second, that what we think immediately triggers a chemical reaction in our body. We have two beautiful systems within us. One is the system of our autonomic nervous system that is the machine or the engine or the computer, if you will, of our body. It is working in diligently, constantly, silently, effortlessly, continuously while we're alive to keep us alive. And it does not require our conscious awareness. So our brain, if you use the analogy of a brain as a computer, has the capacity to keep our heart beating, help our respiration, create peptides, digest our food, oxygenate our blood, have our respirations function, everything that we can that allows us to live, and but we take for granted because we're unaware of it until there's something that has gone awry. So I want to give you a brief demonstration about how your thoughts alone can create a reaction in your body. So one of the things I often say to people to help them to help to illustrate this for them is I want you to imagine that you are biting into a nice, cold, juicy lemon. Even as I say it, I have saliva in my mouth. You feel this pucker because our body cannot tell the difference. Our brain cannot tell the difference, excuse me. Our brain cannot tell the difference between a thought and an actual occurrence. So what happens is people are repeating thoughts in their head, in particular thoughts that have anger attached to it, judgment attached to it, victimhood attached to it, depression, anxiety, all of these things, has this capacity to become like this treadmill of a gerbil wheel that just moves around and around and around, keeping us in that thought. So what's important for us is to understand that as human beings, part of the challenge that we have of our perspective, is our beliefs. Our beliefs limit us in many ways. Now, I want you to understand and to not react to what I'm about to say, because many people immediately begin reactionary because they presume and they think of beliefs in relation to their religious beliefs, their cultural beliefs, their gender beliefs. And what we believe is not necessarily accurate. What we believe is not necessarily true. What we believe may have changed over time. And belief is very much associated with dogma, very much associated with an interpretation that may not be our own. So without throwing the baby out with the bathwater, I would like you to consider changing the word belief to perspective. So a belief, and we don't have to look very far in our history to see that people have killed and died for beliefs. Often beliefs that they are expected to uphold that may or may not contribute to the betterment of life, often does not, because a belief and or something that is controlling limits your ability to seek beyond that information. So what we are in the process of doing now as human beings, as we are evolving as human beings, as a part of this beautiful planet, as a part of communities, as a part of families, but also as a part of the cosmos, we are evolving. Our Earth is evolving. We are evolving. Other species are evolving. But we're evolving in ways that are very subtle sometimes, and sometimes very dramatic. And so when we can begin to recognize that our beliefs have created a tremendous amount of damage, when our beliefs are upheld at the point of a gun, literally and figuratively, we as human beings are meant to have broad perspectives. Broad perspectives does not mean that we have so much to choose from that we can't focus. A broad perspective gives us the opportunity to see many, many points of view. When we're willing to see many points of view, we can observe things, observe memories, because most people live in their memories often exclusively. And we can observe our repeated responses to things that actually are not responses, but are actually reactions. So one of the things that I have strove to help people understand always is the significance of being grounded. It is not a one-time thing. It's of utmost importance for us to be able to feed our body with energy, which provides information to every cell in our body, heightening our capacity to broaden our perspective, heightens our capacity to be in a state of peaceful awareness. And I think I was having a conversation yesterday with somebody, and the interesting thing is sometimes the notion of peace frightens people because they are addicted or accustomed to drama. Drama in many people's lives is that fuel that helps them to feel alive, because their mind is very active, but also often their mind is active on things that are not beneficial in the long run. So when we're fueled by energy, and I'll share in a minute how to do that, we have the capacity for our body to receive everything that it needs, so that all of our sensory perceptions, hearing, seeing, feeling, touching, smelling, knowing, is heightened. And we can give ourselves the opportunity to stop reacting and rather just begin to be at peace and observe. So when we become willing and able to observe something, then we can begin to recognize what is actually happening without judgment, so that we can glean information from what we're observing. Is something good for me? Is something good for the environment? Is something good for the community? is something detrimental to me, is something detrimental to the community, is something detrimental to the environment. And look at it with honesty so that we have no agenda, which belief also often coincides or is hand in hand with agendas. So this might ruffle a few feathers, and that's okay, because we need feather ruffling right now. Because we need to learn how to fly. We need to learn how to have a broader perspective. So let me back up and say, when we learn how to be grounded, let me explain that we live on a living planet. Earth is evolving. It did not just appear in the sky one day, fully capable of holding life. It was the consequence of an exploding star. All planets, all astral bodies are the result of either a cataclysmic event of a collision, or the dying or inability for it to sustain itself as an engine of energy, and it has faded away. So we have to think about the fact that our Earth was quote-unquote born, meaning it came about because of an action. And we know, we can see through History Channel, Discovery Channel, all of these things, archaeologists have seen that there has been times where we've had changes in our environment, we've had changes in our temperature, our atmosphere, and our very continents moved. So that helps us to have a different understanding of our planet was growing, our planet was changing. Much like us as human beings, we are not the same individual who was born. We are not that infant in that infant body. Our body evolved over time as we were able to consume the food that we had that became our body. And as we contributed and learned from the environment in which we were living. But the challenge is our beliefs have limited and have driven our ethics. Our beliefs have driven and limited our perspective about what we are capable of. So when we become grounded, I'm going to give you a secondary thought about that. First of all, I want you to not think of groundedness as simply the earth, because it is, but it is more than that. We are neurological beings, and our neurological impulses are currents of energy, electrical impulses. So when we become a little bit more aware of electrical impulses, we understand that there is electromagnetism. So an electrical impulse creates a magnetic field. Everything has this, even those things that we appear to be inert, like a rock, it still has atoms. So it has this slower vibration than us as a human, but not any less significant, because the environment in which we live creates stability for our lives. So our Earth, having poles, North Pole, South Pole, and because of it creating energy from the movement of information in and around the planet, all species on the planet are alive. Pardon me. And we have made the incorrect assumption and correlation that as human beings, we must have roots. Now, trees need roots, plants need roots for stability of the environment. Humanity needs mobility. Humanity needs to be able to move freely, and does so because of the fact that we do not have roots. But our roots, our energy is interacting with the roots of all existence. So I want you to imagine that on the arches of each foot, you have an area that looks like a closed lens of a camera. And imagine that the camera lens on the arch of your feet can open up, and that your two feet are like two prongs of a plug that plugs into the earth. We need constant regeneration. We need constant inflow of oxygen, exhalation of carbon dioxide. We need the constant inflow of food. We need to be able to excrete what is the waste products of that. Our body is constantly in a cyclical motion. We need to receive, or we need to release. And so this energy is also that. We need to be able to have a replenishment of energy. We have to have an understanding that our body is using that energy. And then what is spent is effortlessly released and exchanged with the earth. Similar to electrical energy, electricity that moves through the wires of our home, we must have a ground wire. If we do not have a ground, there is the potential for electrocution, shock at the least, electrocution at the worst, fire and or death. Because what needs to be discharged needs to be discharged effortlessly into the ground, into the earth. If that is not present, we as a human being, in terms of if we were dealing with electricity, we become the ground. And that incredible power of that discharge moves through us and fries our system. So we need to have this inflowing energy moving through our body from our feet down so that the entirety of our system will begin to click its circuitry on so that everything begins to work efficiently. Our beliefs, our limited thinking, our willingness to uphold our reactive actions have limited us from rising into the capacity of what our bodies are capable of. And when we have a functioning body, when we have our body is receiving all that it needs, then our mind opens up, our emotions are much more stable, our capacity to think is greatly expanded. And so when our capacity to be at peace, to be still, which is an active thing, it is not lethargic in any way, our perspective broadens. We can stand and look at something, whether that something is our personal history, whether that something is the repeating patterns of relationships that we have been in. It could be the ability to perceive how we have chosen to react to things within our lives that have kept us bottled and locked into a particular pattern of behavior and thought. We can let those shackles be unlocked. And we can begin to see that we don't have to just look at what is immediately in front of us. We can begin to look around. We can look literally 360 degrees around us, literally and figuratively, to have a greater understanding of our present, very importantly, our past, because so many people live in their conscious belief about their past, which limits them, and the perception of creating the future that they want to move into. So this requires a changing perspective. When we relinquish the notion of belief, this does not mean that we relinquish the notion of faith. They are not synonymous. So let me give you an example. As we have fully moved out of the age of patriarchy, we have gone through 2,000 years of principally patriarchal governance. We can see that it is littered with death. It is littered with war, with strife, with the craving of power, resources, ownership. And when that goes unabated, that ownership becomes ownership of land, ownership of people, ownership of consciousness, ownership of rights. And it was never meant to be that. Instead, what we need to have is faith. Faith is not the same as belief. Faith is believing in oneself, believing in possibilities, seeing that possibility as something that can come to fruition based upon the choices you make in order to keep first and foremost your body healthy and your relationships healthy, your mind healthy, your community healthy, your environment healthy. These are all choices. These are all choices based on perspective. I've had the great pleasure of working with many people, and in the next few months, I am going to be interviewing individuals who are really looking at, and not only looking at, but actively engaging in changing the perspective of how business should be run, how we have, because of believing in patriarchy and superiority, we have done great harm to our planet and to ourselves. And it's very heartwarming and beautiful to see these changes occur that are so much more benevolent and inclusive. As we change our perspective, we begin to look through different eyes. So that is why I'm titling this episode, Seeing Through Different Eyes, a Change Perspective Changes Everything. So in the past couple of weeks in particular, although throughout really my whole career as a healer, I have seen this repeated pattern of beliefs that I should do something or something should have happened in my life that hold people in regret, that hold people in anger, literally to the end of their life, rather than giving themselves a broader perspective of seeing that beliefs inherently limit our perspective. They grab our independence and hold it tight. And we have been entrained and taught to be fearful of breaking those quote-unquote laws. We are afraid of stepping over the boundaries of the perceived authority that has misused authority. So 2021 is a beautiful time of opportunity for us all to begin to broaden our perspective, to look at what it is that we want to begin to see. What is it we need to focus upon, look at with honesty, and to be inclusive and willing to change our perspective, to change our beliefs, to relinquish our beliefs so that we can actually learn to grow. It is my hope in 2021 that people learn to be as grounded as possible throughout their day so that we can truly begin to heal on this planet. We are stepping away from business as usual, which is secrecy, which is proprietary information, ownership of information, which has so horribly gone awry and has damaged countless lives, countless potentials, and has done a great deal of damage to humanity. We are in the time where we're going to learn to recognize that this life is a gift beyond a measure, and that everything that we need is available to us when we understand how to shift our perspective, when we learn how to be more inclusive, when we learn to forgive, when we learn to acknowledge what we have learned about past experiences, so that as we stand in the present moment, we can see it for the experience it has been and move into the future with a greater awareness of our accountability. We learn how to be responsible in a way that is not burdensome, but to recognize that our energy is a response to everything. So we do not have to join the rhetoric of abusive language. We do not have to join the rhetoric of division. We do not have to join the rhetoric of us against them, me against you, gender against gender, ethnicity against ethnicity. All of these things are man-made constructs defined by the beliefs that have been put in place by those who want to control our thinking. So we don't have to follow that. We can release ourselves from the shackles of limiting thought. And there is an incredible sense of peace, that peace is not lethargic. As I said earlier, peace is actually incredibly active. Peace is this awareness that we do not need to bring burdens further into our life, but we need to learn from them. We need to know what we were meant to understand so that we don't repeat these things in our present life and in our future life. So we are on the cusp of an incredible change. 2021 offers limitless opportunities for our species to right the wrongs that we have done within ourselves, in our own thinking, in the ways we have limited and hurt ourselves, and in so doing, in the way that we have perceived others based on what we believe about ourselves. So it's really important to consider all of that. So I thank you for this opportunity to continue to share my perspectives and the guests that I have. And I want to thank my producer, Remy Smith, and the owner and the gentleman who had the brilliance to begin Empower Radio, Brent Carey. It's an honor to be a part of this organization and to help change through empowerment. Have a beautiful day. It's Elaine Grohman on Earth Wisdom Circles, Empower Radio. Thank you.